Ksubis Perches Mishnah Aleph. We have over here a new topic, which is really going to go through the Perek, and that's the exact relationship between the husband and the wife insofar as Nichsei Melug is concerned. Nichsei Melug we described a few times already, that if the woman brings Nechosim assets into the marriage, so the Nechosim belong to her, the husband has a right to Achilas Peres. There is a concept of a woman bringing property into the marriage, which then becomes the husband's. And the husband owes the dollar and cents amount in the event that the marriage ends, a gerushin, or if he dies, that'll be part of her ksuba, the dollar and cents amount that it's worth when she brings it in. That's like a choiv, it's money that comes into him. That's called nechse tzayin barzel, that's fixed, tzayin barzel. Melug is that there's an ebb and a flow. It belongs to her. He uses as much tashmishin as he gets during the marriage out of it, and then that's it. It belongs to her. That's chus peiros. Is a good shaila how to look at the exact relationship between them. On the one hand, the nechosim are hers. On the other hand, he has a schus in the nechosim. It's not stam a right to use it. It's a certain bailus. Ad kedei kach, that Gemara brings in several places, who's the real owner of the fruits that grow on the trees? On the one hand, it goes to the husband. On the other hand, the bailus, the real bailus in the soda is hers. So klape bikurim. You want to know who's the owner? Who's a mevi bikurim? That's a machlekes b'yerchin and shlokish. Here in the Mishnah, the noisy is not so much the ownership, but the noisy is because she's the owner, l'chor, she should be able to sell the field. If she sells a field, that's meshubet to him, that he has chus kinyan peris in, he's going to lose the peris. Is that called she's taking away bailus of his? Or is that called it's her bailus? Calls him out his peris, he gets them. But if she sells, she sells. There are different cases, and that's what's going to be described over here in the Mishnah. Ho'isha shenoflu lo nechosim ad sheloi tisoris. A woman that nechosim felter, standard is that a woman doesn't have her own property. So either she's a yereshes, her father died, the grandfather died, whatever. She got nechosim, or she taka, if she's an older woman, she had a job and she had property. Ad sheloi tisoris means that these are nechosim that she owned before the erusin. Moidim beshamai ubeisil. Moidim over here means, because there's going to be a case that's not so poshut, this case is klor. Beshamai ubeisil both agree, shemecheres v'nesenes v'kayom. Lamaisa, you have a field that she clearly owned. Not only that, but the bailus that she has was never compromised by his having a right to use it. The bailus was a clear bailus. Now Lamaisa, she went into the marriage. She's after the Erisin. But Lamaisa, ownership of the field, you look at it clearly as her ownership. Again, we're talking before the Nisuin. We're talking before the Nisuin, which is Erisin, which means she's already married him. And the Kinyan between them, he doesn't have a right yet to Achilas Peres, to Shtamshus, of her Nechosim, but they're married where it's Oymid, this Soda, and everything else that she owns, is Oymid to then have a Gevissus Chus that goes into his property, into his Rishus. She can't sell it after the Nisuin, because there he mamish has his chus in it. But after the Erisin, you could look at the property, even though we know that she's a medes, likonis lo shusoi, and the property she owns is a medes to have achilas peres taken by the husband, but we look at it completely now as hers. And therefore the halacha is, since it was completely hers before the Erisin, and since even now he doesn't have his chus peres befoil, even though Bekoyach, the marriage is there, but Befoil Lamaisa, he doesn't have a schus peres, therefore it's Klosh, Mechers, Venesenes, Vekayo. And this will be a halacha that's Lechetchilo. The Knecha over here is Mecheres. We'll tell her, we'll pass her, if she wants to sell it, she can sell it. Venesenes, Vekayo, the sale is Chal, and nobody will dispute the fact that she's allowed to. However, Noflulo Mishenesarso. Let's say Nechosim fell to her when she was an Arusa. So now she's already Bekoyach. She already belongs to her husband. Avada befoil the schus of shtamshus of the parents is only after the Nisuin. But the Nisuin Hare comes from the Koyach Oishus that's inherent in the Kinyan of the Erisin. So really, when she Yashin now from her father, grandfather, whatever it is, a field, that field is coming to her as a married woman. Which means Be'etzem, Bekoyach, the field hasn't already a schus peris. Avad, the husband can't take it now. He has to wait till after Nisuin. But since that's the case, that there is a bekoyach, a potential schus peris that's already inherent in the issues of the erisin, therefore, Beishamay Emrim Timka, Beishamay says she could still sell. Lamaisi, she's not Rusa. He has no schus achilles peris. Over here, Beisil is Machmir. I don't know if you'll call it Beisil L'chumra, which is not the usual, because over here it's a kula for one person, it's a chumra for the other person, but Beisil is the one over here that holds Loi Simka, she shouldn't sell it, will tell her La'alocha that she's not allowed to sell it. Why? Because she's taking away from the Schusei Ho'ishus of her husband. Again, he doesn't have it befoil, but he has it Bekoich. Elu ve'elu moidim. Again, here this is clear. That Avada, since he doesn't have the schus peris befoil, therefore in mochro v'nosno kayom. If she does sell it, the mechir is chal. By the way, pshat, the word mecheres v'noisenes that's mentioned over here in the ratio. Moedim v'sham v'sil mecheres v'noisenes. Mecheres means that she's selling it to a potential buyer. So the buyer comes to Bezdin and says, am I allowed to buy this field? Is it wrong of me to buy this field? I'm being mafkia, a schus that a husband's going to have. And we say, it's not a problem. You can pay the money, you can buy the field. Noisenes is where she wants to give the matona. So there, the person who's getting the matona is not asking the shayla. He just got a shtar. He's not doing anything. He's not giving money. He just got a shtar that awarded him the proud ownership of a field, the matona. So the Mishnah says, mechez v'noisenes on both. You could tell her she's allowed to give it. You could tell him, the loikeach, that he's allowed to buy it. The safe in the Mishnah, elu ve'elu moedim shemochro v'nosno kayim, the same thing. On both ends, l'may setz chal. Amr Rab Yehuda, amru lefnei Rabban Gamliel. The shaklevataya was had in front of Rabban Gamliel. This says that the chetchil of the Mishnah is a tstom of the Mishnah, saying where Beisham and Beisil agree and where they disagree. Comes along Rabban Gamliel, who's a few days later, in the discussion then, Beisil and Beishamai. Hoyol v'zocha bo'isho lo yiske b'nechosim. Harei, by Narusa, she does belong to him. So he's koiner her, he has a kinyan her, he doesn't have a schus in the nechosim that she has. The Chacham ask Rabban Gamliel, it was poshut by them, that, like we said in Nisua, even though the Maisa, she's the owner on the Nichsim Meluk, but since the husband has a schus Achilas Peris, the Avada, she's not going to be allowed to sell it. Not only that, if she sells it, the sale is null and void. She doesn't have a korech mimavatl his schus Peris. So the schus Peris, even though he's not eating Peris befoil, but the kinyan that he has in his wife is a kinyan already on the schus Ishus to be actualized by Nisuan. So l'chor the kinyan, the schus peris that he has on this soda should also be there. B'shas erisin, Chazal should have been misaken that a wife cannot sell even b'shas erisin. Lo yiske b'nechosim, he doesn't have a schus. Om alohen. Ram Gamliel said to the Chacham, malachadoshim onu boishim. We're not, that's an expression of Chazal, we're not confident onu boishim, we're mizbayish. We're not confident on the original takona. Even the chosim that a noflu lalacha shenises is not so possible. As he calls it chadoshim, he means that they fell to her after nesuin. Not so possible by us. This that we're going to have in the sefer of the Mishnah, that the sale is null and void. Lamaisa the gufa and chosim belong to the isha. What would be the marshal? Let's say you're talking about Reuven and Shimon, not a husband and wife. And Reuven gives Shimon a schus achilas peris for the next 10 years in his soda. That means whatever peris there is, or whatever usage there is for the next 10 years belongs to Shimon. But Reuven sells the field. Of course the field is sold. So we're not even sure what the pshat is. But as I state, Mesorib Yodenu, that Chazal will misaken that the Mechir is not Chal. He can't chepa. She can't chepa with his schus achilas peris. So now we're not even sure to stand behind the original Takon Allah. Sha'atem Megalgon Aleinu Sayishonim. You're going to be Megalgal, you're going to be Moisiv also, Nechosim, that fell to her after the Nisuin. I'm sorry, before the Nisuin. Yeshonim, they're out Bailus. Something that she had after the Erisin. And she sold it when she's Narusa. The first Chiddush is enough of a Chiddush. Okay, that's the discussion. So that Oifin, it seems like it's a Dovah Muskim. Now we go to another case. A case where it was Nechosin that became hers after she's fully married, after Nesuin, and then she sells. That's the case that we just said now is the Chadoshim that Rabbi Gamliel said She'anu Boishim Boi. Nofulo Mishenises, Eilu Ve'elu Moedim Shem Nocho Ve'nosno, that if she gave it away or she sold it, Habal Moedim Yara Lekuchas, the sale is null and void. What there's still a Mokim Lodun is on Nechosin that fell to her before the Nesuin. Actually, her bailus was a bailus even when he didn't have an achilas peres. So now, the nechosim that fell to her b'shas ha'erusim, she would immediately sell them. The sale would be valid. That's what we said before. The shal is only whether we should paskin that way. That's machlokes b'sham esil. But the sale is a sale. So what happens if she taka didn't sell it right away? Actually, nisis, it fell to her b'shas ha'erusim. V'nisis, she then nichnas al reshusoy, and now she sells it. So the bailus was there, and she acquired the field at a time when she didn't yet lose her right to sell it. So maybe then if she sells it afterwards, of course she shouldn't, and we would discourage it, but let's say she does, maybe it's kal. Ram Gamliel oime mocher v'nosna kaim. Ram Gamliel says, yeah. Remember, Ram Gamliel is the one who's not so confident on the other takana of even things that fell to her after Nisuin. At the end of the day, the husband only has a schus achilas peres. The guf asoda belongs to her. If she sells, she sells. So Rabbi Gamliel says, I'm only going to agree in that case, but not in the case of Nechosim Shenoflo B'Shas Erisin, and she sold it after Nisuin. Over there also I hold the Mochim Venos Nakayim. Omer Rabbi Chanina Ben Akiva. Omru Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. Here we have another shakal v'tayah. The first one was Amr Rav Yehuda saying a shakal v'tayah. The second one is Rav Chanina ben Akiva. Hoyol v'zocha bo'isha lo yiske b'nechosim. The same shakal v'tayah. How could you say that her sale is a sale? L'maisa, he was zoicha ready. And here we're talking about he was already zoicha b'shas nesuin. Right, the first shakal v'tayah from Yehuda was the Chacham saying maybe if she sells b'shas erzin jen michal. And on that, the discussion was that Rav Gamliel was doicha. That's chus that he's called the partial owner because of his peyrois. It does not exist b'shas erusin, and that the sale is valid. Over here, we're upgrading one level. We're talking about Rav Gamliel, shita, that she could sell, or it's chal, that which she sells b'shas nesun. On that, they say to Rav Gamliel the Chachamim, if he's zoichid ni'isha that he has now is chus achila, so she can't sell it. Hoyo v'zocha b'isha lo yizka b'nechosim. Om alohem v'ayte, he says the same thing. Alachadoshim anu b'ayshin. We have a hard enough time understanding that even Nechosim she fell to her b'shas nesuin, she can't sell. Hare, she's the owner. Sha'at megalmolenu sayishonim dai lonu. That's the takana. Rav Gamliel didn't want to extend the takana anymore. The chachomim of the sefer the Mishnah say that the takana would extend even on Nechosim she noflu lo b'shas erusin, she sold them l'maisa b'shas nesuin, that the sale would be null and void.